continuing with Alice, it would be an easy matter to misunderstand my claim that the untold deep humiliation and mistreatment Hitler suffered at his father's hands, without being allowed to respond, was responsible for his insatiable hatred. Someone may object by saying that an individual human being cannot destroy an entire people on such a scale, that the economic crisis and the humiliation suffered by the Weimar Republic contributed to producing the catastrophe. There can be no doubt that this is true. But it was not crises and systems that did the killing. It was human beings. Human beings whose fathers were able to point with pride to the obedience instilled in their little ones at a very early age. And my comment, and reinforced, if not first inculcated by the coerced work system, continuing with Alice. Every experienced analyst is familiar with ministers' children who were never allowed to have so-called bad thoughts and who managed not to have any, even at the cost of a severe neurosis. If infantile fantasies are finally allowed to come to the surface in analysis, they generally have a cruel and sadistic content. In these fantasies, the early fantasies of revenge of the child who had been tormented by his or her upbringing merge with the introjected cruelty of the parents who have attempted to stifle or have actually stifled the child's vitality by making impossible moral demands. Everyone must find his own form of aggressiveness in order to avoid letting himself be made into an obedient puppet manipulated by others. And I comment, it strikes me that this is the central content of the holistic self-defense we're developing. Continuing. Only if we don't allow ourselves to be reduced to the instrument of another person's will can we fulfill our personal needs and defend our legitimate rights. And my comment, we're going to be thinking about the connection or the relationship between doing that, what she just said, ensuring that we do not allow ourselves to simply become a puppet manipulated by others, instruments to fulfill other people's, other person's wills. The connection between that and knowing the right story, having the right story. I just want to add that. Continuing. Only if we don't allow ourselves to be reduced to the instrument of another person's will can we fulfill our personal needs and defend our legitimate rights. But this appropriate form of aggression is unattainable for many people who have grown up with the absurd belief that a person can have nothing but kind, good, and meek thoughts, and at the same time be honest and authentic. And so this also gets back to Proudhon's point. We have been fed false beliefs. Once we have sort of been able to discuss and get clear on the truth, would it then not mean the unseating of everything that has been suppressed? Let's think about that too. I hope it's the same point restated. This appropriate form of aggression is unattainable for many people who've grown up with the absurd belief that a person can have nothing but kind, good, and meek thoughts, and at the same time be honest and authentic. That is absurd charge to give to anyone. The effort to fulfill this impossible demand can drive sensitive children to the brink of madness. No wonder they try to free themselves from their prison by means of sadistic fantasies. Yet this attempt is also forbidden and must be repressed. Thus, the comprehensible and empathic part of these fantasies remains fully concealed from consciousness, covered over by the gravestone of a dismaying, split-off cruelty. Although this gravestone is not totally invisible, it's carefully avoided and is feared for a lifetime. And I comment, this is the deep soul source of Power's MO, modus operandi, which is also its compulsion to hide, continuing. Nevertheless, there is no other path to one's true self in the entire world than this one leading past the gravestone that has been shunned for a lifetime. For before a person can develop an appropriate form of aggressiveness, he or she must discover and experience the old fantasies of revenge, which were repressed because they were forbidden. Only these fantasies can lead one back to genuine childhood indignation and rage, which can then give way to mourning and reconciliation.